Here's a screenshot of a Child Adolescent Full Assessment, page 2. In this page, you have the self-harm section without statement of suicidal intent. You want to identify any self-harm behaviors in the client's lifetime and or in the past 12 months. If you answer yes, include additional details or information, and if you are unable to assess, check off unable to assess and include an explanation in the narrative section. Please note that self-harm can be a number of behaviors, and it is best to consult with your supervisor if you have any questions regarding what type of behavior should be included in this section. So as you can see for Sarah, there is no lifetime or past 12-month self-harm reported, so we check off no, and it includes a statement that client and mother deny any self-harm currently as well as any history of self-harm. Additional comments could include client and mother deny any additional information related to self-harm.